This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hammer time.
Do you know what time it is? Yes, hi, it's Dominic Cortez. And of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Celebrating 30 years on the radio in Buffalo, it's the Home Improvement Hour on WBEN with Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez in studio for you. Anything around the house at 803-0930. Text me at the same number, 803-0930. We are awaiting Michael Baggerman. He is at the Buffalo City Court and in the courtroom awaiting the arraignment charges of the two Buffalo police officers that are being brought up on charges for the injury of the protester in front of City Hall this week, Thursday night. And as soon as Michael has breaking news, he will come to us and we will go right to him. But in the meantime, we're here for you with anything that you need my help with around the house at 803-0930. With a special guest as we start the show, I noticed a lot of carpenter bees buzzing about the Cortez household this early spring. And I wondered what indeed was going on. And it seems to me that, first of all, I haven't seen carpenter bees for some time. And secondly, they seem to have been earlier than normal. So that prompted a call and a connection to one of our sponsors, and that's Marty Muscarella from Ashland Pest Control. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good. You know, so first we had a pandemic, and then we had riots, and now we have to get ready for the locusts.
True.
So here's where you come in, locust prevention. and starting with, as I mentioned, carpenter bees. Are you seeing more carpenter bees this year?
We have, and they've. It seems like the numbers have increased exponentially, and sometimes we see seasonal increases depending on what happened the previous year, and it just may be the carpenter bee that they need to replicate their numbers.
Yeah, I have never had them out at my mailbox. I have a treated lumber posted mailbox, never had them there, and this year I did. Usually saw them around my trellis that I have that's built out of cedar, and it would seem to me they'd be attracted to the cedar wood, but I never had them go after treated lumber. Do you typically see them going after certain kinds of lumber?
Yes, we do. They love cedar. And they'll go after a lot of the softer woods, the fir, but we have seen them in old barn beams. I mean, there is no limit to where they will get into. And we are seeing a reoccurring incidence of them being in the newer pressure-treated woods, which are no longer treated with the arsenic or cyanide to treat with.
Right.
So I tend to think that has a bearing on why they're now establishing their nesting into that type of wood.
Now, I know they can bore holes and do damage that way. What other hazards are there around carpenter bees? Do they sting?
Generally not. Not unless you really antagonize one. The males don't sting. They don't have a stinger, but the females can.
Mm-hmm.
They're a very docile bee, actually. They are somewhat beneficial. They are predator as well, and they do also pollinate to a certain extent, only the narrow flowers, not the deep ones.
Okay.
They are destructive with wood because
right.
they do burrow into, and if enough of them get into a piece of structural lumber, it can potentially create a problem.
Sure.
Or a hazard.
Now, I'm sure that there are trends and patterns. Is this going to be a, again, as I mentioned at the onset of the show, are we getting ready for an onslaught of a lot of insect problems this year?
It's a little early to tell, but we did have a late spring. We went from 20 to 80 in
yeah.
a matter of a few days and
yeah.
really kick-started the insect world. And I'm seeing a dramatic increase. I'm already seeing hornet nests, which we generally don't see until almost a little later in June,
mm-hmm.
but we're already starting to see a lot of hornet activity. Honeybees have been the primary, and they're usually the first one out, and then the carpenter bees right along with the honeybees, but we're starting to see some hornet activity now, which is a little disconcerting.
Of course, usually in the spring, we see ants.
Carpenter ants,
mm-hmm.
usually, and that's very, very common, and they're foragers. And usually once they find a food source, they leave a pheromone trail, and they will seek that food source usually in the middle of the night when nobody's awake, and nobody really sees their numbers. So by the time we see them, it's actually probably just a forager, or it could be a straggler.
So our topic is pest control around your house. If you have a question for Marty Muscarella from Ashland Pest Control, one of our sponsors here on Hammer Time Radio, you're welcome to call 803-0930. Same number if you'd like to text us at 803-0930. And we'll be jumping around with other topics as well. Bill from Grand Island, we'll get to your roof question. And anything around the house that needs my attention, again, 803-0930. Again, we're awaiting word from Mike Baggerman, standing by at the Buffalo City Court on the arraignment of the Buffalo police officers on charges for injuring Marty Gugino. We'll be breaking in when that occurs, 803-0930. And if you'd like to email me anytime during the week, you're welcome to do that, hammertime@cortese.net. That's hammertime@cortese.net. Check out the Cortese website. Everything we do is there. It includes room additions, kitchen and bath renovations, our handyman service. And also on our website, you'll see progress reports as we are just about ready to break ground. So you'll see progress reports of the construction of the new Cortese headquarters on Main Street in Clarence. Right now, you'll see the coming soon sign if you check it out with the building design. But as progress occurs, we will certainly bring that to you at cortese.net. Check out everything we do, though, there at cortese.net. I mentioned as well our patio enclosure rooms as well as retractable awnings. We have an awning sale right now that I want to tell you about. It's $250 off a retractable awning. So in that we're not traveling this summer, how about putting up a retractable awning in your backyard? Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to my corner, George Urban and Dick, and say good morning to my manager. That's right. It's Mary Holland, the manager of the Lakeshore Bank, right on the corner of George Urban and Dick. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you on yet another beautiful, sunny Saturday here in Depew?
We are doing great, and we're excited to talk to you about the ongoing unbelievable rate for home equity lines of credit at Lakeshore Bank at 2.5. How do you beat that?
Oh, right now you really can't, and it's been going strong. 2.5% for the first year, absolutely no closing costs. And also after the first year, if the customer would like to take advantage of an auto pay and open a checking account with us, we'll take 0.25% off after that first year as well. So that's
really
a deal.
Well, that's a nice new added touch. I didn't know about that. Now, as we wind our way into the heart of the building season, of course, we got such a late start, and we're trying to catch up all along the way. We can certainly count on Lakeshore to be there for the home equity line of credit. Also, unbelievable mortgage rates, too. Isn't that right, Mary?
That's right. Right now, they're just great. 10-year at 2.62%, 30-year, 3%. Just stop out, call any of our Erie County or Chautauqua branches, and any one of our lenders would love to have a chat with the customers out there.
All right. Mary Holland, the manager of the George Irman and Dick Lakeshore Savings Bank, the phone number being?
898-2022.
And repeat that for us, please.
898-2022.
For 129 years, Lakeshore Bank. Putting people first.
By the shore, Lakeshore.
Hey, it's Bowerly with some essential information for people who need plumbing help now. Hey, we've all been there. You flush and the water starts to rise, the sump pump quits on you, or you find water where there shouldn't be water. It's a nightmare, and I hope none of you have to deal with it. But if you do, call the person I call, Don, at Plumbing Help Now. Don is a master plumber. He's been one for over 35 years, and Don is the plumber people trust. All you have to do is look at his customer retention rate and see that it's 98%. That tells you everything you need to know. We should always be cautious with the people we let in and out of our house, so don't fall for those reduced service call fees or the special discount ploys that some companies use. For the plumber I've trusted for over 12 years in my own home and have recommended to my friends and relatives, call Don from Plumbing Help Now, 861-7337. That's 861-7337 or plumbinghelpnow.net.
Reaching out to a friend about their mental health can feel awkward, which is why it helps to have something to break the ice. You could go for a walk or grab a slice of pizza. And if you're not driving, you could even use this commercial break to text them. See? That was easy. Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Find more ways to help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Are you a metalhead, reggae lover, EDM addict? Whatever your musical tastes, the Radio.com app now makes it even easier for you to find more of the music you love. Use the new Explore feature to discover new stations that match your interests. We're talking hundreds of pop, classic rock, hip-hop, jazz, alternative stations, and more. Radio.com has something for everyone. News junkies and sports fanatics, find your local stations and podcasts covering your local community and your favorite teams. Download the Radio.com app on the App Store or Google Play.
Paid actors illustrating actual clients. Prior results do not guarantee similar outcome. Each case is unique.
When a car hit me, I called Salino and Barnes. They got me $6 million, 24 times the insurance offer.
I'm Steve Barnes. Is your accident case worth more than the insurance company says? Call us. You might be surprised.
After my motorcycle accident, Salino and Barnes got me $1.5 million, 12 times more than insurance offered.
I'm Ross Salino. What's your case really worth? Call us now and find out.
After I was rear-ended, insurance offered $100,000. Salino and Barnes got me $800,000.
After my car accident, insurance offered $50,000. Salino and Barnes got me $750,000.
Is your case worth more than the insurance company says? Call us. You might be surprised.
They got me over $600,000, 9 times more than insurance offered.
Salino and Barnes, injury attorneys, call 888-8888.
Main Street, Buffalo.
Well, during the shutdown and the pandemic and the quarantine, I'm sure you spent a lot of time looking around your house and saying, I got to fix that. I got to do this. How about your garage? Did you take a good look at it? And is your garage become just a big storage bin? Well, how about giving your garage new life by having it get renovated by Gorilla Garage Gear? Lots they can do for you, including the Gorilla Floor. It's a state-of-the-art overlay coating. But how about a new garage door? Discounts now for Hammer Time Radio listeners by calling Joe Afalo at Gorilla Garage Gear, 715-6927. Tell him you want the Dominic discount and get that brand new garage door or a garage door tune-up. And also, how about decluttering and organizing your garage too? From cabinets to handy wall organizers, they can solve your garage clutter. Gorilla Garage Gear, garage doors, garage door openers, declutter, reorganize, and a new garage floor, Gorilla Floor, all at Gorilla Garage Gear. 715-6927. 7127. 715-6927. Go, go, Gorilla. GorillaGarageGear.com. Indeed, Gorilla Garage Gear is a Hammer Time partner. Buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:20 is the time here on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortese in studio for you at 803-0930. Text line now the same, 803-0930. Marty Muscarella from Ashland Pest Control, my guest. Lots of people want to talk to you, Marty, about ants and such. And let's squeeze in what we promised, a call about a roof. Bill on Grand Island, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Yeah, good morning, Dominic. Real quick question for you. We had a giant hailstorm on Grand Island the other night, and I'm just curious what I would look for as far as roof damage concerning that.
Okay. The first thing I would be interested in knowing is if there's any missing or broken or cracked shingles. The next would be, was there a loss of granule, which I wouldn't suspect would be as much of a concern with the impact from hail. The last would be, did you have any gutter damage from the hail? So have you gone up there?
No, that's the thing. I have not gotten up there. I have a ranch, but I can't see any visible damage.
Okay.
I'm curious.
You can probably go with a set of binoculars from the ground.
There you go.
Again, you're looking for crack shingles, missing shingles, number one, and then a loss of surface, number two. Those would be cause for concern, and then I would suggest you call Ava to get that looked at.
Great. Hey, thanks for the information. Have a great morning.
All right, Bill. You stay well. Bill's line is now free for you. Again, the number 803-0930. Marty, as we travel through the phone calls, we'll mix in, of course, some more discussion with you about other pests that we need to be aware of. But let's get to our callers as well. Mary in Amherst, you're on with Marty Muscarella from Ashland Pest Control. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Marty, my question is, what about, we have those teeny tiny little ants that seem to be coming around my backsplash in my kitchen. What are they and how do I get rid of them?
Well, there's a variety of small ants. It would depend on what they look like. Usually we try to ID the ant before we can determine what the method of treatment is. If they're the small black ones, they can be the little black house ant. They can be a pavement ant, which is going after the sweets. They can be a pharaoh ant, which can be they replicate very quickly, and they're small and tiny. There's also a citronella ant that smells like citronella when you crush them. So we'd have to ID the ant in order to get the proper.
Is the treatment different than Marty for each of the different kinds of ants you just listed?
Yes, because some go after sugar, some go after proteins, and it all depends on what the ant is and what time of the season it is, depends on which bait they will readily accept. If you try to just spray a small ant nest, all you'll do is scatter it pretty much because they don't get back to the nest to eliminate the nest.
Now, can you tell what you're dealing with by a photograph of the ant?
A lot of people do send us pictures, but it has to be a clear close-up so we can see the color and the nodules on the back and other, mostly as long as it's a clear picture, we can usually ID it from a picture.
And what is your email address?
AshlandPestControl@hotmail.com.
Ah, great. I'll do just that. They're super tiny, tiny, and they're black, so...
All right.
I'll send you a picture and we'll see what to do.
Okay, Mary. Good luck with that.
Thank you so much.
All right. Yes, yeah, seasonal, springtime, seasonal ants, those are usually what we see a lot of.
Yeah.
Of course, we mentioned carpenter bees. We're getting ready for probably yellow jackets too, right?
Pretty soon they'll start ramping up.
Yeah.
Well, you'll see a lot of activity from yellow jackets, and there's the kind that go into the walls to an opening.
I'm deathly allergic. Well, I got stung several times because I was stupid enough to try to eradicate a hive myself. And ever since then, I now have a sensitivity. So if I ever get stung, I blow up like a balloon. So I do have the house treated every year. Do you offer that service?
Yes, we do.
And that's a great thing. Anybody out there who has an issue with yellow jackets, there's probably nothing worse as far as allergy and sensitivity, isn't that correct, than a yellow jacket sting?
For some reason, our bodies don't cleanse of the toxin from a sting, and it does build up over a period of time.
Mm-hmm. So if you get repeated stings, you could run the risk of having even respiratory problems from that.
Correct.
How does that treatment work that you to dissuade them from nesting? What does exactly happen that that doesn't allow them to be attracted to a house?
Usually what we use is a couple of different products. One is a long-term microencapsulated product, which slowly releases over a longer period of time. And the other product is a repellent, so that it makes it very unhospitable for them to want to establish a nest.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Talking with Marty Muscarella, we are from Ashland Pest Controls, taking your questions for her or anything around the house at 803-0930. Waiting word from Michael Baggerman. He's at the Buffalo City Court on the arraignment of the Buffalo police officers from Thursday night's incident. You may have an opinion about that whole circumstance. And if we had hours and hours to talk, we would love to get into that discussion, but we're not. We're staying with ants and bees as we go to Amherst. And Stephanie, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Hi, Dominic. I have what looks like carpenter ants with golden wings that extend beyond the black body. And they appear in the house in the late afternoon, early evening, I believe near an outside window where I previously had a problem with carpenter ants.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering how to tell if they are, in fact, flying ants or termites. And what I can do about them. They seem to have temporarily gone away with the use of home defense.
Okay.
Do you have any ideas?
All right. Marty?
Yep. That if you're seeing ants with wings, that usually is an indicative. Those are the reproductives. And if you're seeing them on the inside of the house, 99% of the times that means that there's an active nest somewhere within your house. Or they flew in through an open door window. But most of the time, if you're seeing a number of them at one time, it usually indicates that there is a problem somewhere within your house. And if, as you said before, you had a window area, that's very common.
Mm-hmm.
Moisture tends to...
So the carpenter ants are attracted to moisture, from my experience. And therefore, if there's rotted wood, you could be attracting them that way. Am I right with that, Marty?
To a certain extent, yes. They're looking for a nesting site.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get into good wood. They can only get into soft, water-damaged wood.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference between a carpenter ant and a termite is the number of segments. Termites have 2 segments. Carpenter ants have 3.
And are termites a different color?
They generally are. They tend to be a little, they're not black. They tend to be a dark brown to a lighter brown, depending on if it's an allied or it's a reproductive. And we are seeing a resurgence of termites in the area, too.
Interesting. All right. Does that help you, Steph?
Yes. So does that require professional intervention? You know, like I said, I used home defense. It seemed to temporarily fix the problem.
You should find the source of the moisture and alleviate that. If you eliminate the moisture source, you're going to dry out the wood and it'll help to control the ants.
Right.
But the wood may have to be replaced if the damage is extensive.
Sure. Okay, thank you.
Okay, good luck, Stephanie.
Thanks.
Yeah, exactly, good advice. I think if there's moisture anywhere, they're being attracted by that. So it may be difficult to actually get to the source of the moisture. It might be some caulking that's needed and maybe some wood that's rotted as a result of that lack of caulk. So good advice there. Marty Muscarella, our guest from Ashland Pest Control. It is time for the news. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm early. Okay, we're going to take the news in about a minute. So we'll squeeze in another call, 803-0930 to Grand Island. And Bob?
Yes, a quick question. I learned a lot from your show, by the way.
Thank you.
I've never heard the term carpenter bees. What exactly are they? How do they do?
They're a lot bigger and fatter than, they actually resemble a honeybee in size, but they don't have the famous black and yellow stripes. Is that a good description, you think, Marty?
much. A bumblebee and a carpenter bee are very similar, and the difference is the carpenter bee's abdomen is a shiny black and the bumblebee is a furry. They are quite large, and their whole habitat revolves around drilling into your wood, and usually they'll tunnel at a 90 degree.
Okay, time for us to check in for the news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thousands of people across the country have taken to the streets amid ongoing protests following the death of George Floyd. Now, two Buffalo police officers seen on video shoving a 75-year-old man to the ground are facing criminal charges. Those charges will be unsealed in an arraignment today. Police are coming under scrutiny across the country. ABC's Alex Perez in Minneapolis says that includes in the city where George Floyd died last Monday. Minneapolis City Council's now approved a ban on neck restraints and chokeholds.
The mayor here and city officials here saying they want to do whatever they can to prevent something like this from ever happening again. So this new ban also requires police officers to report their colleagues. If they don't report their colleagues, they risk being disciplined as if they themselves committed the act.
Demonstrations have largely been peaceful, but hundreds of police officers have been hurt during protests. The use of tear gas banned for 30 days in Seattle amid fears it could spread coronavirus. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hey, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bath renovation is in your future. It's Dominic Cortese here. People love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. With social distancing in mind, make sure you look at Basco, the shower doors of elegance, in a wide array of hardware and loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom. Make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass. 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Yes, Twin City is making sneeze guards for retail and restaurant locations, so contact them for that. 694-3300. Located in Willitzer Park. Tell them Dominic sent you. And remember to buy right the first time. And buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Howard Simon here, and I'm happy to say I have some good news. In fact, I have some excellent news. Reimer Home Services is hiring right now. That's right, the owner of Reimer Home Services tapped me on the shoulder and said he wanted me to relay this message. If you're a plumber or an apprentice plumber, Reimer Home Services is hiring. If you're a heating and cooling technician, Reimer Home Services is also looking for you as well. Reimer Home Services has an outstanding reputation and heritage in Western New York. They're not only one of the longest-standing heating, cooling, and plumbing companies in town, but one of the highest-rated businesses in their industry. Reimer's offering full-time positions with great pay, benefits, and they offer excellent training. If you're looking to work full-time, you might as well work for the best heating, cooling, and plumbing team in Buffalo, Reimer Home Services. Here's how to apply. Just visit reimerhomeservices.com, and right at the top of their website homepage, click on Apply Now. Hurry and visit reimerhomeservices.com. They're hiring full-time.
And you're in pain, and you're dying, and you're at your wit's end, and you're frustrated. And you know what? There's always hope.
Dr. Ken Monroe of Monroe Chiropractic has been helping Western New Yorkers beat back pain for more than 32 years, and that continues with his Integrity non-surgical spinal decompression, relieving cervical and lumbar disc pain, which targets the exact area of your pain, unlike other treatments which are similar to just traction.
So when you go into traction, you always have this innate desire to tighten up a little bit. You know, you want to feel, oh, and you want to kind of fight it. This table, you don't. It tricks you. It's 28 minutes and 16 seconds. It's got 16 revolutions, and all the pulling patterns are different, and you don't know what, when, where, who, and it just does its thing, and it's very subtle. Most of my patients actually fall asleep while they're getting the procedure.
Call Dr. Monroe for a consultation at 632-4476. 632-4476. Monroe Chiropractic, Main Street, Williamsville.
Mosquito-free lawns aren't a thing of the future. It's for you, right now. How, you ask? Mosquito hunters. Where do mosquitoes sleep? It's the first question you should be asking yourself. Why? Because that's where mosquito hunters set their traps. They're not shooting these bloodthirsty demons out of the sky like Duck Hunt. And the next question is, how do we prevent the spread around our home? First, mosquito hunters will help you identify the problem areas that hold stagnant water and swamp-like conditions mosquitoes turn into a party. Next, they apply the products to the areas where mosquitoes like to rest while sleeping. They absorb the product through their feet. Within a few days, virtually every mosquito in your yard will come in contact with a treated leaf. That'll teach them. Go to mosquitohunters.com or call 716-407-3230. That's 716-407-3230 for a free quote today. Mosquitohunters.com, 716-407-3230.
Hey, it's Dominic Cortez. People call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. Makes sense, doesn't it? So, whenever someone asks me who to call when they notice leaks in the roof or when they see shingles lying on the ground, I say, call the roof people that fix roofs right, Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service and value because Ava's focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on every job to ensure the job is done and it's done right. Call Ava Roofing today and get an on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. There's no reason to get stressed out about the condition of your roof. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, call 990-4793. Schedule a free estimate today. That's 990-4793. AvaRoofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And remember, to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time!
10:37 is the time here on WBEN. You've got Dominic Cortez and Marty Muscarella from Ashland Pest Control taking your questions about pests. Marty, lots of people want to speak to you. I've got a Facebook question. I've got text questions and a full bank of calls. But real quick, we're going to squeeze in a quick conversation with Dan Reiniger from Lakeshore Bank. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dominic, and good morning, Marty. How are you today?
Good.
We are looking for a quick update from you, Dan, on the changes that have been put in place both by Congress and signed by the President on the Payroll Protection Plan.
That's right. It's called the Payroll or Paycheck Protection Program Flexibility Act, signed into law yesterday by President Trump. And it's extended and made some good changes to the Paycheck Protection Program, primarily what was 8 weeks for the calculation of forgiveness from the time the loan was originated is now 24 weeks. So that gives a lot of flexibility to it. It also took the payroll costs on the forgiveness from a minimum of 75% now to a minimum of 60%. So you can have 60-40, 60% payroll costs and 40% for other expenses.
I'm glad to see this flexibility that was built into it. We were funded so early, even before we went back to work.
Yeah, and it was really a critical step.
Yeah.
I'm sure that this was fair to everybody. So as of now, actually June 4th, it's about $511 billion worth of the Paycheck Protection Program monies that have been applied for.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still about $100 billion left. So now is the time, if you haven't asked your bank to apply for a Paycheck Protection Program loan, it's a good time to do it. And, of course, Lakeshore Savings is on the front line of that.
That's right.
Help anybody who wants to come. And
I'll tell you, anybody out there who's on the fence about their bank and their service in general, use this opportunity to switch to Lakeshore Bank and take advantage of their efficiencies on all fronts, including payroll protection. We, of course, are an avid and big believer of Lakeshore. We were very impressed with how fluid the process was. And again, if you have a problem with your bank, switch to Lakeshore. Now's the time to do that. Dan, thanks for the call.
Well, thank you, Dominic. Appreciate it. And have a great rest of your morning. And look forward to talking to you soon.
Okay, same here, Dan. Dan Reiniger, president of Lakeshore Bank. Question on Facebook for you, Marty. Do love bugs find their way into Western New York? I don't recall any major problems with them while living for decades in Hamburg, but now down here on the west coast of Florida, the love bugs come out twice a year. They were just out last month. Not too bad, but the fall brought massive amounts of these bugs last year. Cars were covered. They come out of the grass when I mow. Does your guest have knowledge about how they time their cycles? Where do they live, when active or dormant? Very curious. That's from Dave on Facebook.
Yeah, in Florida, that's an entirely different environment than up here. Most of the time, most of the insects, I'm not sure exactly where they overwinter, but I would tend to think because they don't have any freezes that they could be very prolific and replicate quickly and pretty much live anywhere outside. Up here, we don't really have them because they can't survive our winters.
You know, that question made me think about sandflies. Those are seasonal, and they sometimes are more intense some years more than others. Are we seeing sandflies this year?
I have not. My office is in Buffalo, not too far from the waterfront, and we usually do see a few, and we haven't seen them yet.
Yeah, I haven't noticed either.
The midges are out. So, well, they're sandflies, but I have seen some evidence that they are coming out.
Okay, we've got some texts. The first one is, the carpenter bees at my home look like a dirigible, also known as an insect version of a blimp. Yeah, they are quite chubby.
Yep, they are. They're very big. They're almost as big as probably the first section of your thumb.
Yep.
They're quite docile. They're not aggressive. The only time they become aggressive is if you really start swatting at them. Or
another texter, is it true that you're never more than 6 feet away from a spider? So they practice social distancing, I see. Just a question for our friends that are arachnophobic. I think maybe there's some tongue-in-cheek going on there. Is it true that spiders are everywhere?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
There's thousands.
All right.
Yes.
Let's go back to the calls at 803-0930. Awaiting again, Mike Baggerman, who is standing by at the Buffalo City Court. So stay tuned to News Radio as soon as Mike is going to tell us he's ready to give us what's going on at City Court. We will bring him to you. Let's see. Our next stop is Tonawanda. And David, good morning. We're at your house.
Hi. I just had a question. When I dig up around my trees that I have planted, which is actually in Batavia, I will find swarms of tiny little red ants. And I don't know what they are, if they're good ants, if they're bad ants. They're like a reddish-brown color, very small. Just wondering, I got to take your answer off air because I'm driving. But if you know anything about that,
okay.
Appreciate it.
Red ants, Marty.
They're usually, there is a pavement ant. I know which ant he's referring to, and they are in the soil.
Mm-hmm.
They do go after any kind of, they actually have a food source nearby, and they go after sweets like what aphids produce and what other sweets from even from plants.
Mm-hmm. You know, that reminded me of when you said food source. When we talk about carpenter ants, usually they are attracted, as we said, to softwood. So as an indicator as to ways to dissuade carpenter ants, you should be looking around your property for where there might be some softwood, like a rotted stump or perhaps a landscape timber that's rotted.
They love railroad ties.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, back to the calls. And Chictawaga and Rick, hi, how are you?
Good, yourself?
Good.
Good. I have a problem with bats. I had a roof put on about 2 years ago, and I don't think there's three dormers.
in the attic.
Okay.
And I don't believe he did a good enough job where, like, the roof meets the soffit and the siding. Do you know where I'm talking about?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Now the birds are getting in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, actually, the birds, are the feathers are dropping in the attic.
Hmm.
So I'm having trouble with birds now and bats.
We should move quickly to get rid of the issue, because you'll find that you won't have any coverage on your homeowner's insurance for the damage that would come from the feces and eradicating that. So,
well, I did get a hold of a contractor that said he would come and take care of it, but I haven't seen him for months now.
Okay. Any advice, Marty?
I would try to, as soon as the bats leave at dusk, I would try to exclude them. Same thing for the birds. I would do an exclusion as quick as possible, because they will establish, and they once they get established, you're correct.
Amen.
The feces can multiply.
That reminds me of my raccoon story that I shared with everybody last spring, when I had a raccoon enter my attic by pulling down my overhang and using the soffit material as a ramp to walk up into the attic. It took a while to get rid of him. He was quite upset when we excluded him. And I remember seeing him staring at me one early morning from my rooftop, giving me the middle finger for blocking his entry point into my attic. So yeah, they get quite enraged when they can't get back in. But important to make that step to find their entry point and block it quickly.
Well, I wouldn't personally be able to do it, because it's an old two-story home. Plus, it's got the walkable attic.
Let me give you a name, Wits End Wildlife. Wits End spelled with a Z. Wits End Wildlife. Helped me with the raccoon issue. Great young man. He is very knowledgeable about these kinds of things and entry and exit points. So I would call him.
Okay.
All right?
He'll be in a phone book, I take it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Rick. Good luck with that. 803-0930. That's the number for you here on WBEN, and we've changed it now. You can text us on that same number, 803-0930. The time is 10:46. You're listening to Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, dust mites and dust mite feces, another insect, I guess, that we want to eradicate from our house, and this one lives in our ductwork. And the only way, Marty doesn't deal with this, but the only way you can get rid of dust mite feces and dust mites themselves is by having indoor air professionals come by with the patented column duct cleaning system. They'll blast the sidewalls of your ductwork, and the essence of their service is the pressure that comes out of the nozzle of the column duct cleaning system. And then with negative pressure, they suck it all out and they leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. And their service is unique and essential, and they're operating, of course, through the pandemic, giving you clean indoor air to breathe, along with the Healthway air purifier that kills the coronavirus and the dehumidifier that is American-made that keeps your house dry. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, it's good to see things opening up. It's good to see the sunshine and here's some good reports, you know. But at any rate, so here's just this week, I think it rained on Tuesday night, like, and the lights were on for like a half hour with the light show. It was like a, you know, we got a lot of water. For the first 3 years, I live on a steep hill, as you know,
mm-hmm.
And 8 years ago, I chose, real quickly, a high-capacity dehumidifier as a better best band-aid to putting another $8,000 worth of drain tile around the other side of my house, because I'm saying, why didn't the drain tile guy do it right the first time? And the puddle was there on Wednesday morning, and the carpet was soaked and all that stuff, and you know what? It was all dry.
Wow.
15 hours.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing.
Magic. Once again, they use a third of the electricity of a standard Chinese fire starter. They're made in the USA, 5-year bumper-to-bumper warranty. So it did its job, and of course, we're going into people's houses that say, oh, I have an air purifier, and I use my trusty laser particle counter, and we see 500,000 particles go down to maybe 150,000, you know, and then it's stuck. And, of course, with the medical grade air purifier, it goes down to zero in 6 seconds. Plus, as you
said, right. It feels very 683-3000, that's the indoor air professional's phone number. And the extra special Hammer Time Radio discount for this week is?
Okay, well, I'm manning the phones today, so I'm here till 3:30 is when the phones stay on. For a first-time duct cleaning, and by the way, yeah, we're out about 2 weeks now. We find a bat, mouse, bird, squirrel in one in every 10 homes. Now, well, you mentioned the bats before. But if with that thorough cleaning, you can still get $55 off, or as we have special deals, especially for law enforcement, which I believe is taking a bad rap here, based on a couple very few incidences.
Yes.
Let's see. Seniors, of course, customers. And $300 off a high-capacity dehumidifier or a medical-grade air purifier.
Wow, those are great discounts. $55 off your duct cleaning. $300 off a dehumidifier or HealthWay. 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. With indoor air professionals for every breath you take.
If you're a business owner getting ready to reopen, or an employee getting back to work, or if you're simply looking forward to getting back out in the community, Brighton Eckerd Pharmacy and BlackRock Pharmacy has all the essentials you're looking for. Surgical mask, KN95 mask, infrared thermometers, and hand sanitizers formulated in their very own compounding lab. Let Brighton Eckerd and BlackRock Pharmacies help you get back out there safely. Now offering bulk ordering and pricing for our business partners throughout Western New York. Call 835-6778 for info.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. June is the month to make your pet green. Plastic isn't just harmful to the environment, but it can be harmful to your pets too. Don't buy dog or cat toys made out of plastic. Instead, look for toys made with natural materials, like cotton, rope, wood, or bamboo. Even better, make toys out of old t-shirts, socks, or towels. Your dog or cat will love your upcycled toy just as much. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Eye health is important, and so is your personal safety. ECVA is proud to announce that all four area locations are now open. Important health and safety procedures have been put into place to ensure your safety during your next visit to ECVA. To learn more about all the steps ECVA has taken, please visit ecvaeyecare.com. Trust your eyes to the exceptional care from the doctors at ECVA. Call 631-EYES to schedule an appointment at any of their four area locations today. 631-EYES.
The best decision for your vision. ECVA.
It's 3 p.m. For 50 million kids across America, school's out. And for a third of these kids, they're out on their own. Out with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Gives a whole new meaning to the 3 o'clock bell, doesn't it? It's time to support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Visit greatfutures.org.
Facebook, Twitter, Google, and YouTube are being criticized for banning political messages. One big media company is even asking Twitter to ban President Trump. Each weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, Sean Spicer tackles the new censorship and its dangers. Watch Sean Spicer's new show on Newsmax TV, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Newsmax TV is on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Armstrong, and more. Check your cable guide and tune into Newsmax TV now.
I'm so glad I have Relief Factor. Pain in my hands doing projects around the house was so bad, but Relief Factor really helped me.
After about 3 weeks, the pain was gone. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
My friends, there's not much more I can add to that. Order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com.
WBEN News Radio 930 is teaming up with local bottle and can retrieval centers to kick the can of coronavirus. Time is running out to help raise funds for local COVID-19 relief efforts. 100% of every donated can and bottle goes to Western New York COVID-19 Community Response Fund through the United Way of Buffalo and Erie County. Just stop in to any participating bottle and can retrieval center from now until June 13th and tell the staff that you want your redemption to kick the can of coronavirus. Bottle and can retrieval centers are always a hands-free way to return your bottles and cans. Just pass your separated cans and bottles to the helpful staff and they'll do all the work for you. Simply drop off and wait to find out how much you've helped, or leave your donation with an employee and go on your way. Together, Western New York will kick the can of coronavirus. For more information and for the full list of participating locations, go to WBEN.com.
If you don't have your Porsche raffle tickets yet, time is a-wasting. Buy yours today by going to ClarenceRotaryRaffle.com. You could win a 2020 Porsche 718 Boxster, a Macan S, or $45,000 in cash, with 15 additional $500 prizes. The tickets are $50 each, three for $100, or buy a Wolf Pack, which is nine tickets for $300, named after Peter Wolf, who passed this year, a Clarence Rotarian. ClarenceRotaryRaffle.com is the website. You can buy your tickets there. Only 4,000 are sold. We will have the drawing on the 3rd of August, even though the Taste of Clarence has been canceled. More information on that coming. But the Porsche raffle goes on. The tickets are available now. ClarenceRotaryRaffle.com. We've been spending the hour with Marty Muscarella from Ashland Pest Control, and we've had a lot of great questions for Marty. And Marty, if our listeners would like more information from you, how would they contact you?
They can call our office at 884-7431. They can visit our website at ashlandpest.com. We do have a Facebook page, Ashland Pest Control.
Mm-hmm. Now, when we're talking about your services, I would imagine you both do preventative as well as eradication services.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So give us an example of a preventative service that you provide, and like the cost for an average homeowner.
Usually in the springtime, most of our preventative services are for carpenter ants or stinging insects for bees. And it fluctuates depending on the square footage of the house. It can start anywhere from 65 and go on up
okay.
there.
Does your preventative service include spiders?
Yes, it does, and okay. we do a lot of spider service.
Texter writes, what are bees that live in dirt?
Bumblebees, sweat bees. There's a little sweat bee. There's a mason bee. There's, off the top of my head, I can't think of it anymore, but the most common is the, everybody sees these little, a mason bee that they're a solitary bee, but if there's enough of them, they can send a chill into you because they'll cover a whole area. They like sandy soil, and they literally drill into the soil, lay their egg. They're very docile. They don't bite at all
okay.
that I've ever seen.
To the falls we go. Sharon, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. Yes, I have a simple question. Here's the problem. I live in a condo, and it's very nice. But the problem is we've had a case of bed bugs. And
oh, my.
I haven't had them, thank God. I put oil of peppermint in front of my door because the people across the hall had them. And I was wondering, do you take care of that situation?
We do. We definitely treat right now. We're kind of limiting our internal, residential internal treatments, interior treatments because of the COVID. But we... under certain circumstances, yes, we can treat them, absolutely.
Okay, thank you so much. Is there anything I could use, too, that would be non-invasive because I have asthma that you guys could use that would help it, lessen the chemical problem?
We actually have a variety of materials that we can use. We have some all-natural products. But what you can do in the meantime is make sure you have bed bug-proof covers on all your mattresses and box springs. And vacuum, a lot of vacuuming. If you go to our website, there is actually a bed bug suggestion that you can read, and it offers a lot of hints and tips on what you can do.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, Sharon. Good luck with that. To Tonawanda now, and Rose, good morning.
Did you say Rose?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, I'm sorry, it broke up. Hi, I have a, on the landing going down to my basement, I have a built-in wooden shelf. And I get these
almost microscopic ants. I literally have to put them under a magnifying glass to tell that they're actually an ant. They're so tiny. And they will get into any cracker box that's unopened. They'll get inside the box and inside the wrapping of the crackers. So
interesting.
Any dry goods in there, I have to keep everything in containers or, you know.
What do you think that is, Marty?
It could be a ghost ant or a feral ant. Those are the two that come to mind rather quickly. It could be a citronella as well. They're all pretty small.
And those are those treatable, very easily treatable?
To an extent, yes.
So maybe not keeping food there for a while might be a part of the answer?
Well, if you move the food source, the ants are just going to go to another area. That is to eliminate the ants.
Okay.
Cleaning, vacuuming.
Real quick, as time is really buzzing by here, the honeybee issue, are we seeing that intensify or subside?
I think the honeybee population has decreased a lot because not only because of all the environmental factors, but there are also predatory bees that kill them as well, mites, the weather. But they are not our only pollinator. Carpenter bees, bumblebees, mason bees, there's a lot of pollinators out there.
Okay. Again, Marty Muscarella has been our guest. Again, Mike Baggerman has not checked in yet. We are awaiting that. It should be, I would think, momentarily. But stay tuned to News Radio throughout the day for the latest on the arraignment of the Buffalo police officers. Again, Marty Muscarella from Ashland Pest Control. You can find them online. Again, the website, Marty?
AshlandPest.com.
And your phone number?
884-716-884-7431.
Have a great week, everybody. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.